Coach, upon kind of further review to open up the road trip last night, when you look back at the game and you had your group on the ice here today, just your thoughts on what you've seen and look forward to Philadelphia.
Last night's a difficult game to manage. The other team worked exceptionally hard, and they're young, so they covered a lot of ice. So it wasn't a game of systems by any means. It was a game of broken plays and how you handled them. We were able to draw some penalties and capitalize on that. They put an awful lot at the net from unusual angles that, caused some tension, I think, when the puck was bobbling around, but pretty good. For where they are in the standings, they've got a real strong home record. They played hard. They played really hard. We handled the broken plays, I think, well, and kept it simple enough to win a hockey game.
You only had 20 minutes on the ice here today, but how important was that when you've got back-to-back afternoon games?
Well, it's back-to-back afternoon, and then we probably won't skate as a group on an off day until March. When you look at the 8 o'clock game that we'll end on with Edmonton, we'll want a morning skate that day, so we'll pull the day before. With three drills, as sharp as we could, I think it was a hectic game, if that's the right word, last night. There wasn't a lot settled down for either team. The puck was changing directions, so we wanted to get it on their sticks a little bit. Tomorrow will be, when you look at these next five, possibly six, it will be equally as fast, but the skill level on these other teams is quite high. So they'll be able to make you pay for any of those broken plays that you don't handle well.
I don't even remember if we asked you about the PK last night with Dylan on it. He had three and a bit minutes on it. What did you see from him on that?
Well, a real good understanding what the other team was going to run, because he would have spent more time than anybody, right, killing in practice every day. That was part of it. But an awareness of when to pick up the weak side, when to close on the slot, the ability to shift between the two, sticks always in the right spot. So he wasn't learning PK out there. He's got that part down.
Any lineup changes tomorrow that you can foresee?
No, I don't think so.
Hellebuck, though, will start.
Correct.
Just in terms of, you mentioned Ottawa's somewhat strong home record. Philly, 25-4 in their building. What kind of jumps out to you about them and maybe the split that they've had at such dominance on their home ice?
Well, they've got a couple of really key guys that allow that home matchup to be dominant for them. And those young defensemen that I think maybe they paid for a couple of years have now grown into real good puck movers and really dynamic. Their goaltending is probably the biggest shift for that hockey team over the last couple of years. So they got lots of confidence. They're playing well. They've moved into the top eight in some people's minds in the league. And we've come out and been a strong finishing team here since the break. Like we've pushed in games and got better as the game went on. We're going to need to be real good right from the start.